universality of the message conveyed by Muhammad. Muslims believe that Muhammad received the same message that was given to Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and other prophets, but his mission was universal. He was entrusted to correct people's beliefs, bring them back to the true faith, and teach them good deeds. "And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the worlds." The Quran, chapter 21, verse 107. Muhammad sent letters to the rulers and kings of neighboring countries and superpowers, such as Persia, Byzantine, and Egypt, calling them to accept Islam as the message of God. When Heraclius, king of Byzantine, received Muhammad's letter, he invited Abu Sufyan, one of the main chiefs and tradesmen of Mecca, who was by chance doing business in that area, to attend him. Heraclius asked Abu Sufyan a few questions and requested him to be honest. "Heraclius, which social class of the society does Muhammad come from?" Abu Sufyan: "He comes from a noble family in Mecca." Heraclius: "Did he ever betray, break a promise, or lie?" Abu Sufyan: "No." Heraclius: "How about his followers? Are they increasing or decreasing? And have any of his followers quit because he was not pleased with Muhammad?" Abu Sufyan: "In fact, Muhammad's followers admired him. They were increasing in number." Heraclius: "Then what does Muhammad teach his followers?" Abu Sufyan: "Belief in one God and social justice." Heraclius thought for a while, then he said, "If what you told me is true, then Muhammad will be able to inherit my kingdom." Islam, a universal religion. Currently, Islam is the second largest religion in the world after Christianity. A comprehensive demographic study of more than 200 countries finds that there are 1.57 billion Muslims of all ages living in the world today, representing 23% of an estimated 2015 world population of 6.8 billion. Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life 2015. Not all Muslims are Arabs. Arab Muslims constitute less than 1/4 of the total number of Muslims in the world.